Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi friends, it's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. The other day, I was driving on the freeway listening to Lithium on Sirius XM. Well, it was more like snailing than driving. As I sat in my car feeling the frustration that often arises when I'm rushing to get to someplace, I happened to glance over and see two hummingbirds zoom across my windshield and dart into some foliage at the base of a grand tree. Wherever they were going to get there faster than I could. That's cool, I thought, immediately disconnecting from the tension that was building. It's during these moments when I feel the monotony of my day that I remember to turn my attention to what I can see and what I can hear. Have you ever taken a moment to truly listen to the world around you, to the bird song that fills the air during the springtime? As they build their nests and find new territory, their joyous activities produce birdsong that can uplift our spirits. Today, we're going to explore the enchanting world of birdwatching and how it can be a pathway to mindfulness. We'll encourage you to find a quiet spot in nature, listen to the melodic symphony of birdsong, and combine it with mindful meditation to relax and de-stress. Hummingbirds have always been my favorite. As a kid, I would hear the old pre-Columbian Mexican myths of this bird. It was known as the courier of the gods. Mayans called the hummingbird Tutsu'una'um. These beautiful creatures hold a significant place in Maya folklore, with various mythical tales surrounding their existence. According to one myth, when the Maya gods faced the dilemma of creating new animals due to a shortage of corn and mud, they realized they needed a creature to carry wishes and thoughts across distances. To address this need, they made a tiny arrow made of jade, and with a gentle breath, they sent the arrow soaring into the skies, giving rise to the graceful hummingbird. Legend has it that the hummingbird's feathers possessed an ethereal quality, allowing it to approach flowers with such delicacy that not a single petal would move. Its iridescent feathers shined under the sun, shimmering like raindrops. Last spring, during a particularly rough season, I had lost two contract jobs that I was really counting on to pay my rent, and I was trying everything I could to stay positive. And one thing that helps me stay positive is being in nature. At that time, we'd been watching some birds in our backyard and would consistently see one hummingbird in a particular area. They are also very territorial. We followed its tracks and found a tiny nest with two tiny hummingbird eggs. I immediately called my abuelita. "They are good luck," she said in Spanish. 2 weeks later, the baby hummingbirds hatched, and we watched in awe as the mama hummingbird came to feed them. We named the babies Turbo and Tabitha. They were both very sassy. We've been through a few cycles with different hummingbirds now. We've installed a few bird feeders around our backyard and often sit and listen to the sounds of zooms and hums as they go from tree to tree and flower to flower. We watch as they tirelessly build nests, seek out new territories, and serenade us with their beautiful songs. We placed a hummingbird feeder right by our living room window, and it's become a window into another world. Sometimes, amid conversation or a busy day, I'll hear the distinctive zoom, zoom, zoom of a hummingbird approaching. This is a gentle reminder to pause, listen, watch, make a wish, or send loving thoughts to someone I care about. The simple act of birdwatching, even for a few moments, allows me to stay mindful and present. It's a reminder of the beauty that surrounds us, even in the most ordinary moments. Engaging in activities like gardening, yoga, meditation, painting or drawing, listening to music, journaling can also be really great ways to stay mindful. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to take a break from your busy day and find a quiet spot in nature. Listen to the birds singing, our little feathered friends, and let it fill your senses. Why not close your eyes and combine it with a moment of mindful meditation? Thank you for joining me today. If you want to share your favorite bird song, send me a message on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Until next time, take care, embrace the joyous symphony of spring, and remember to listen to what the birds are saying. I'll see you back here soon.